two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know the world's king of dad jokes lives here in Utah? And she isn't even a dad.
To the guy who invented zero, thanks for nothing.
That's USU student Nev Pratt. She started telling dad jokes on TikTok, complete with an overly enthusiastic delivery, followed by incredibly awkward silence. Sometimes she actually slaps her own knee. And just like that, she has 660,000 fans.
A shark can swim faster than me, but I can run faster than a shark. So in a triathlon, it would really all come down to who the better cyclist is.
This 19-year-old holiday native is getting attention around the globe, most recently in a feature article about her path from college-age snowboarder to TikTok sensation. The Wall Street Journal dubbed her the king of dad jokes, the kind of jokes that might spark a chuckle, but just as likely an eye roll.
After Monday and Tuesday, even the calendar says WTF.
Nev Pratt's magic is the part after the punchline. Her big smile, coupled with her awkward fidgeting. The Journal points out the worse the dad joke, the more people laugh. But look who's laughing now. Nev Pratt, with her 600,000 followers, is now providing content to two professional sports teams. And one of them is the Utah Jazz.
My favorite exercise is a cross between a lunge and a crunch. I call it lunch.
Wait. There's the knee slap for this 19-year-old from Holiday. It's good to be king.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.